Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, hey, happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. We're trying something new this week, something gooey and new. To my fellow skeptics, I implore you to give this a shot. Many of you may know that I am a major proponent of something called loving kindness or metta meditation. I have said before that I struggled with this practice initially because it struck me as forced and sappy, but I changed my mind when I saw the science that shows how beneficial the practice can be psychologically, physiologically, even behaviorally, and when I saw what an impact it had on me personally. Today's bonus is a little bit of a different take on loving kindness. I won't say too much about it. I'll let our teacher du jour do that. Suffice it to say, though, it might be a bit challenging if you're a skeptical person. If that's you, again, I implore you, give it a shot. If you find the practice cheesy at first, I say embrace the cheese, surf the brie, as my friend Jeff Warren likes to say. And I will note, using the words of another meditation teacher, if you can't be cheesy, you can't be free. Our teacher for this meditation is Diana Winston. She's been teaching mindfulness for more than 20 years. She's the director of mindfulness education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center, where she also teaches mindfulness practices to the general public. And here she is. Over to Diana.
Hi, this is Diana, and I'm excited to share with you one of my favorite guided imagery meditations for cultivating kindness. This is a different type of loving kindness meditation that uses some guided imagery to access the feeling of kindness. Let's get started. Find yourself in a comfortable, upright position. If you're comfortable closing your eyes, you can close them or keep them open with a soft focus on one point. We can begin by taking a few breaths to get settled. Let's bring to mind someone that you love. Someone that when you think of them, you get happy. This could be a human, an animal, it doesn't matter, but someone that's fairly easy to feel connected with. Bring them to mind and notice how you feel as you imagine them here with you. Maybe you feel ease or warmth or spaciousness. This is this quality of kindness that we're working to develop here. So let's imagine that you and this person or animal are walking together someplace beautiful. Picture a really beautiful place that you might love and know, or maybe you've seen images of. Feel free to choose any natural environment, mountains, forests. Try to really sense the place you've chosen. What kind of sounds or smells? What are the colors? Just get a sense of it. Bring it to life in your mind. So imagine you and this person are walking there, and together you come across a pond. Crystal clear waters in this beautiful pond. You stick your toe in, and you realize that the waters are made of loving kindness. It's the feeling you brought up earlier when you thought of this person that you love or this animal. So imagine how that feels, and if you wish, you can jump in. So jump into this pond, and in your mind, imagine that you begin to swim and rest and float. And just enjoy and rest and play in these waters. And imagine they're really infusing you with kindness. So we might bring in some words. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. So as we bring the meditation to a close, notice one last time how you're feeling, letting whatever is here be here. For whatever I'm feeling, may I hold this too with awareness and with kindness. There are many different ways to practice kindness meditation, and this is one that may work for you, or you might prefer a different type. Always use what's useful and don't worry if you don't connect with it. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. May you be happy.
Thank you, Diana. We'll see you right back here on Monday for a fresh episode with Zenju Earthlyn Manuel. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.